Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Bezras Hashem starting Perek Mishmeis, which begins with the Mishnah on Daf Kof Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishmeis v'niach banim ubanes v'zman shanachasim Reuben habanim yirshuv habanes hizaynu nachasim uaten habanes hizaynu habanim yishalu al apsachim. Now, before we explain the difference between a chas and merubim and a chas and muatim, I would like to first see maktim of the following haktam as far as how to understand the chiyuv of mezoines lehabas. This, that there is a chiyuv to give mezoines lehabas, which as we find in the Mishnah in Ksuvas and daf nun beis on the base, is a halacha mitnoi Ksuva. As the Mishnah says, "Benonok van diyahavnu chimino yevinyasim rebeisim mezanim in a chasi adet hulachin ugovrin." How are we to understand this halacha of mezaynes? In the Rambam, in Perikates Melchizishas Halachid Alf, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Paiskin rabas mezaynes uksos umadar minechse avia kederach shapaiskin ma'amana ve'ein habanes nishbois. In order for the bas to collect her mezaynes, she does not have to make a shvua. In the Magen Mishnah, we find that the Magen Mishnah says this, that the bas does not have to make a shvua as pashat. As we find in the Gemara in Ksuvas Naf Peites, the Gemara in Ksuvas Naf Peites is referring to the halacha of Isser Nechasim. This, that the Bas has a right to take Isser Nechasim, a tenth of the Nechasim of her father. The Bas has a right to take those Nechasim without making a Shvua. As the Gemara in Ksuvas explains, that the reason why the Bas does not have to make a Shvua, even though the halacha is that anyone who is Nifra Minechse Yisemim has to make a Shvua, is because as far as Isser Nechasim is concerned, she is considered a Baal Chayv Da'achi. The Achim are the ones who owe her the money. And it is not the Chayv of the father. And since there is a Chayv of the Achim, for that reason we do not apply the Halacha of someone who is Baal Wifra, Minichse Yisayim, Uyirfa, El Bishvua. That Halacha only applies to a Chayv that the father was Mechuyiv. If one is coming to collect a Chayv that the father was Mechuyiv from the Nechasim of the Yisayim, then we apply the rule of kol nifra minichsi yisayimim o yifra ela b'shvua. As far as this in a chasim, it is the achim's chiyuv, and therefore the bas has a right to take isser nechasim without a shvua. And so to the Magen Mishnah says that for that reason the Rambam says that a bas has a right to take mezainis without making a shvua. In the afla in kontrasachrin hoches ksuvas himakofi base, we find that the afla argues on the raya of the Magen Mishnah. And the Afar says one cannot bring a raya from this, that a bas has a right to take Isser Nechasim without making a shvua. That so too a bas has a right to take mezainis without making a shvua. Only as far as Isser Nechasim will we say that a bas has a right to take Isser Nechasim without making a shvua, since as we mentioned before, as far as Isser Nechasim, it is the chiyuv of the achim. On the other hand, as far as the chiyuv mezainis is a chiyuv of the av. And since the chiyuv mezainis is a chiyuv of the av, for that reason, if the Bas comes to collect the Mezaynes from the Yisayimim, we should apply the halacha of Kol Nifra Minechse Yisayimim O Yifra Ela B'Shvua. From the Afla, one clearly sees that the Afla understands that the Chiyuv Mezaynes is a Chiyuv of the Av, that the Av is Mechuy Mitnoi Ksuva, that the Bas should be Nizaynes Mei Nechasav. And therefore, when the Bas is coming to collect her Mezaynes from the Nechasim, she is coming to collect from the Nechasim for the Chiyuv of the father. Now to explain Pshat in the Magen Mishnah, that the Magen Mishnah explains that the Bas does not have to make a Shvua when she comes to collect her Mezaynes, just like the Bas does not have to make a Shvua when she comes to collect to the Isser Nechasim that are owed to her. L'chaira, one can explain Pshat in the Magen Mishnah based on this, how we find in the Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvas Naf Nun Omebeis, that the Pnei Yeshua says the following Chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua says that since as far as Mezaynes, Ikert Naibesin Ohoya Elala Achar Misa, for that reason Im Kain Chila Sachiyov Al Hayesaimim. And as the Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that for that reason, Hoya Mearoi Shiyigva Fiumim Etaltalin, Da Havale Kamoy Minei. And for that reason, the Pnei Yeshua goes on to explain Pshat and Rashi and Ksuvas. Rashi and Ksuvas says, therefore not for this that we say tonight Ksuva Kiksuva, one would even be able to collect mezaynes from the metaltalin of the Yisayimim. And it is only because we say tonight ksuva kiksuva And just like Ksuva is only Nigves Menakarka, so too tonight Ksuva, which is Dine Ksuva is only Nigves Menakarka, that we say that one can only collect Mezainis from Karka, not from Metaltalin. The Pnei Yeshua asks, even if not for the Loch of tonight Ksuva Kiksuva, but still, how can one possibly collect Mezainis from Metaltalin? By all Bali Chavis, the Loch is that a Bali Chav is not Kaiva from Metaltalin, they ask me. So to explain Pshat in this, Rashi found it necessary to explain this, that Mezainis cannot be Nigves and Metalton is only because like Ksuva Kiksuva, the Pnei Yeshua explains based on the Yisai that we mentioned before, that the Chiv is Al HaYisayimim, and therefore may Aroi Shiyigva Fium and Metalton if not for the Alach of Tanai Ksuva Kiksuva. Based on this Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, one can explain Pshat in the Magen Mishnah as follows. This that the Magen Mishnah proves from the Gemara in Ksuvas Naf Pei Tes, that a bas can be given isur nechasam without a shvua, that so too a bas can be given mezainis without a shvua, is because both by the chiyuv of isur nechasam and the chiyuv of mezainis, the achim are the ones who are mechuyev, and since the achim are the ones who are mechuyev, for that reason we will not apply the halacha of kol balifra minichse yisaimim oyifra ela b'shvua. It is the chiyuv of the achim themselves. And for that reason, the Rambam says, Ein habonis nishbois. So again, we have a tremendous machlekes ha'achrenim as far as how to understand the chiyuv of mezainis. Is the chiyuv of mezainis the chiyuv of the av, or is the chiyuv of mezainis the chiyuv of the banim? The afla understands that the chiyuv of mezainis is the chiyuv of the av. On the other hand, the Pnei Yeshua and Soto Ocheru one sees in the Magen Mishnah argue, and the Pnei Yeshua and Magen Mishnah understand that the Chiyuv of Mezainis is a Chiyuv which is mutal upon the Achim, that they are mechuyev to feed their sister from the Nechasim of their father. Now, as far as the Chiyuv of Mezainis, one is mechuyev to feed one's wife, we find in the Achrenim, for example, in the Afon Kuntras Achren Simon Sadigimos of Katan Chafei, and in Rabbi Chanon in Ksuvis and Oish and Aleph, that the Achrenim are mitzadid, and say the following chiddush, that the chiyuv mezainis, one is mechuyev to one's wife, is a chiyuv which is mischadish b'chol yoyim. And so too we find in the afar, in Ksuvas Naf Tzadi Zayin or Beis, that the afar says that if we are to understand that the chiyuv mezainis to one's wife is a chiyuv which is mischadish b'chol yoyim, so too the chiyuv that one is mechuyev to feed an almana is also a chiyuv which is mischadish b'chol yoyim. Now as far as this, that there is a chiyuv of mezainis v'habas, one has to know is a chiyuv of mezainis v'habas, a chiyuv which is mischadish b'chol yoyim, or do we say that there is one chiyuv that is chal b'shas misas ha'av, and the chiyuv that is chal b'shas misas ha'av is this, that there is a chiyuv to feed the bas ad tevagrin oy ad telakhin v'govrin, and we do not say that the chiyuv mezainis is a chiyuv which is mischadish b'chol yoyim. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah begins on Machlekes Tanoim by Nechasim Uatim. If we say, Habanis Yizainu, Vabanim Yishalu Al Psachim, which is a Shita of Tanakama, on the other hand, Admon argues, and Admon says, Bishvil Shani Zacher of Sadati, and for that reason, as our Gemara explains, according to Admon, the Loches Nizainim Yachad. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat and Admon. What is Pshat in this that Admon says, Bishvil Shani Zacher of Sadati? And for that reason, we do not say, Habanim Yishalu Al Psachim. Why is the Chiyuv Mezainis Lahabas different than any other Chayiv? And by every other Chayiv, if someone owes Mammon to a Baal Chayiv, and he only has the amount of money Kefiah Chayiv, the halacha is that he is not allowed to use that money. And as the Meir Baruch in Chayshim Mishpat Simnai and Gimel brings down from the Rosh and Gittin, the Chayiv is not even allowed to use that money to eat. And he is mechuyev to make sure that he has the amount of money which is necessary to pay up his baal chayiv. And so too we should say that as far as the chiyuv of mezainis, the banim are not allowed to eat, since there is a chiyuv of mezainis to the bas. And so too one can ask, even according to the shita of chachamim who argue on Adman, and understand that by nechasim uatim the halach is that the banim are yishalu al psachim, and they are not allowed to use the nechasim uatim for their mezainis. But still, l'chaya, this that according to Rabbanim by nechasim uatim, the halach is that the banim are yishalu al psachim is a new takana. As we find that Tosfos brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam understands that Admon does not argue on the Shita of Rabbanon. Just Admon is matzmiya al hatakona shetiknu nechasim uatim. And so to Uchir one sees in our Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following machlekes v'kama merubim. How much nechasim does one need in order to be considered that one has nechasim merubim? Amar Yehuda merav kadesh yizeinu mihen eilu ve'ilu shnei masar chedesh. Ki amrisa kamedeshmu amar zu divir mengamuil by Rabbi. Avacham emrim kadesh yizeinu mihen eilu ve'ilu ad shivagru. From this, Mengamuil by Rabbi says that in order to be considered nechasim merubim, all one needs is this, that one has enough nechasim kadesh yizeinu mihen eilu ve'ilu shnei masar chedesh. And one does not need ad shivagru. From here, one clearly sees that the halacha of nechasim u'atim is a new takana. If we are to understand that the halacha of nechasim u'atim is based on this, that by every other chayv, the halacha is one has to ensure that there is enough money in order to pay up the chayv, then u'chayr, in order to be considered nechasim merubim, one should need additiv agron, since the chayv is a chayv of additiv agron. From this, Rav Gamliel by Rabbi says that in order to be considered nechasim merubim, all one needs is this, that one has enough nechasim for shnei masar chedesh. Rechir one sees that the halacha of nechasim muatim is a new takana, and the machlokes between Rengomil by Rebbe and Chachamim is a machlokes as far as this new takana that Chamur Mesakin, by nechasim muatim, the halacha is yishalu al psachim. What is considered nechasim muatim? And for that reason, Rengomil by Rebbe says that as long as one has enough kadeshi zeinu mehen eilu ve'ilu shnei masar chedesh, it is no longer considered nechasim u'atim, even though the chiyuv is additiv agron. Rechir, one has to understand, why is it necessary to misaken a new takon of nechasim u'atim? Why is the chiyuv of mezeinis different than any other chiyuv? That halach is one has to ensure that there are enough nechasim left to pay up the chayiv. And so too one can ask on this how we find in Tosfos with your Maschu Yisayimim. That Tosfos says that a Tzarech Gadol one is allowed to sell Nechasim Merubim. And even though, with the sale of Nechasim Merubim, the Bas will no longer be able to collect your Mezeinis. Since one cannot collect Mezeinis from Mishubadim, but still there is a heter to sell Nechasim Merubim with Tzarech Gadol. L'chira by Shar Chedis, even with Tzarech Gadol there is no heter to sell Nechasim that are necessary to pay up the chayiv. So from these kashas l'chayiv, one can prove the following chiddush: that by mezeinis habas, the chiyuv of mezeinis habas is a chiyuv which is neschadish b'chol yoyim. And since it is a chiyuv which is neschadish b'chol yoyim, for that reason the banim should be able to eat. They are not eating on the cheshbon of a chayiv, since the chayiv of banis ad tevagun is a chiv which is a schadish b'chol yoyim. Right now, there is only a chiv to maize in the bas for today. There is no chiv to maize in the bas tomorrow. The chiv to maize in the bas tomorrow will start tomorrow. And therefore, whatever the banim are eating today is not on the cheshbin of their chiv. And for that reason, one needs a new takon of nechasim uatim. There are banim were mesakan in a new takonah that habanim yishalu al apsachim, even though the chiyav of additiv agron was not yet chal. And for that reason, Admon either argues or is matmiya on the nutakonan. Admon says b'shvil shani zacher v'sadati. And so too, for that reason, Rav Gamliel by Rabbi says that the shir of nechasim merubin is k'dei sheizeinu mehen eilu ve'ilu shnei masar chedesh, and we do not say that one needs ad shivagru. But now one has to understand, according to Chachamim, who argue on Rav Gamliel by Rabbi, and understand that in order to be considered nechasim merubim, one needs ad shezunu mehen eilu ve'ilu ad shivagru. Is this that one needs ad shivagru? Because we say, then the takana of nechasim u'atim rabbanu were mesaken, that the chiyuv is not a chiyuv hameschadish b'chol yoyim, but rather the chiyuv is chal originally ad shivagru. And for that reason, the halach is that if one does not have nechasim ad shivagru, habanis yazunu v'abanim yishalu al apsachim, just like any other chayiv, or do we say that even according to Chachamim who argue on him and Gamliel by Rebbe, but still the takana of nechasim u'atim was not this, the chamur mesakin, that the chiyuv originally is ad shivagru, and therefore it is like any other chayiv, but rather mezeinis remains the chiyuv which is meschadish b'chol yoyim, Just as a special takana that even though mezainis is a chiyuv which is mischadish b'choyayim, but still we will say habonim yishua b'sachim, in order to ensure that the bonus will have mezainis ad shivagru. From this, how we find in Tosfos that Tosfos differentiates between a chasim merubim and a chasim muatim. That by nechasim merubim we say that tzarech gadol there is a heter mechira. On the other hand, by nechasim muatim, even a tzarech gadol there is no heter mechira. Vuchayra from Tosfos one sees that Tosfos understands by nechasim muatim rabbanu or mesakin. That the chiyuv is chal right away, ad tivager. And for that reason, my nechasim muatim, the halacha is that there is no heter mechira, even a tzarech gadol. On the other hand, my nechasim merubim, that then Rabbanu were not mesakin, that the chiyuv is chal right away, ad tivager. For that reason, a tzarech gadol, there is a heter mechira. That is l'chayra what one sees in Tosfos. In Tosfos, with the Ramascha Miyamin l'chayra, one sees another mahalach as far as how to explain the halacha of nechasim muatim, and how to explain pshat. In the Takana, the Nechasim Muatim, we will say, Habanim Yishalu Ala Psachim. Taisa says that the Lach of Nechasim Muatim only applies to Mezenes Habas, and not to the Mezenes of an Almana. As Taisa says, when there were Farish Devadim, Ein Kan El Almana, to Habanim Shneim Shavim Nechasim. And we will not say that the Banim have to be Shalu Ala Psachim, B'makim Mezenes of an Almana. Toi tiknu nechasim uatim el abane shen yoyitze yireiche vehem benois yirusha. As Tosfos goes on to say, that al mona eitz al abanim, toi tiknu din nechasim uatim shoyotzu laakar din yirusha min abanim eitz al ha'almona. From Tosfos one sees the following chiddush. But as far as mezainis habas, when chamur mesakin, that lacham nechasim uatim, chachamur mesakin, that by nechasim uatim, the bonis are yarshois, and it is because of the din yirusha of the bonis that we say that the bonim are shoyalin ala psachim, and the bonim cannot be yizainu yachat together with the bonis. And for that reason, only by a bas, who is considered a bas yirusha, since she is yireshes b'makim shem bonim, do we say that there is a takana of nechasim uatim. And for that reason, by an almana, the halacha will be yizainu yachad. So again, from Tosfos Hilchiyo, one sees that Tosfos understands that Halacha of Nechasim Muatim and the Takana that Chamur Mesakim by Nechasim Muatim is this, that Chamur Mesakim by Nechasim Muatim, the Bas is Yireshes. But now Hilchiyo, one has to understand Pshat and Tosfos. How can Tosfos explain that by Nechasim Muatim, the Chamur Mesakim, that the Bas is Yireshes, and for that reason, the Halacha is that the Banim are Yishalu al Apsachim? In our Gemara, we find the following shayla: Mu'atim nisrabu mai b'rishus yorshin kaimi hilkach b'rishus yorshim shavuach aydoma suke mesalke yorshin mehacha. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following raya: Tashma adam rabasi marbichan yisayimim shekadmu machru b'nechasim mu'atim ma'ashem machru machru. From this, Rabichan says ma'ashem machru machru, our Gemara proves that mu'atim are b'rishus yorshim kaimi, and therefore we will say b'rishus yorshim shavuach. Now, if we are to understand that by Nechasim Uatim, Chachamim said that the Bas is Yireshes, what is Pshat in this? Rabbi Chanan says that Yisayim Shekadmu Machum Nechasim Uatim Ma'ashem Machru Machru. And so to what is Pshat in this that we say, Bershus Yarshim Shavuach. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tosfos, Hilchiyo, one has to say as follows. This, that Tosfos explains by Nechasim Uatim the Bas is Yireshes, does not mean to say that she inherits the Nechasim completely. But rather, it means to say that as far as Mezaynes, she inherits the Nechasim to be Nizayn Mehem. And this, that the Bas inherits the Nechasim, means that she inherits the Schos in the Nechasim to be Nizayn from the Nechasim. But the Guf of the Nechasim belonged to the Banim. And for that reason, the Halach is Ma'ashe Machru Machru. That is the Chayyah the Mahalach in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tosfos. In the Rashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains this, that we say Yisayimim Shekadmu Machum Nechasim Uatim Ma'ashem Machur Machur is only up to the point of Hamada Bedin. After Hamada Bedin, then the halacha will be Ma'ashem Machru Loi Machru, and the Mechira will not be Chau. In Tosfos B'Shem Diri, we find that Tosfos B'Shem Diri argues on the Rashbam, and Tosfos B'Shem Diri understands that this halacha Ma'ashem Machru Machru will apply even after Tamad Abedin, and even after Amad Abedin, but still the halacha will be Ma'ashe Machru Machru. And as the Ri explains, even by Higvu Lahem based in Mitzvah, the Loch is Masha Machru Machru. Not to explain Pshat in this Machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ri. If the Loch Masha Machru Machru by Nechasim Latim applies even after to Higvu Lahem based in or not, Lachayr the Machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ri is a fundamental Machlekes as far as how to understand the Takanav Chachamim by Nechasim Latim. If we are to understand that by Nechasim Ulatim, all one has is a Chiyuv. And the Chiyuv is not a Chiyuv Mammon, but rather the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Mezeinis. And for that reason, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv which is Mischadish B'chol Yoyim. For that reason, the Ri understands that Halacha Mashamachu Machu apply even after to Higvu Ahem Beistin. Even after Higvu Ahem Beistin, but still the Nechasim belong to the Banim, and therefore we will say Mashamachu Machu. This that one can be chayuk on Tesis and say that after Gvia we will no longer apply the halacha of Masha Machru Machru is if we are to understand that the chiyuv of Mezeinis Habas after the Takonas Chom Nechasim Watam was this Acham said that the chiyuv is not a chiyuv of Mezeinis which is Mischadish B'Choyim, but rather the chiyuv is a chiyuv Mamin which is Chal B'Shas Misa Ad Tivalger. And for that reason, after Gvia that the Bas collected the mammon that was owed to her, we will say Mashamachru Loi Machru, and the Mechira of the Banim will not be chal. This that the Rashbam argues on the Ri, and the Rashbam understands that even after Amada Bedin, the Halacha will be Mashagavu Loi Gavu, is a chay because the Rashbam understands that the Konam Nechasim Uatim was this, the Chacham were Mesakin, that the Bas is Yereshes. And as he mentioned before, Chacham were Mesakin, that the Bas is Yereshes, Oschos, in the Nechasim, to be Nizain from the Nechasim. And therefore, B'Shaas Hamad Bedin, that is the time that we say that the Bas is utilizing her Zechos to take the Nechasim for her Mezeinis. And for that reason, at the time of Hamad Bedin, we will no longer apply the Halacha of Masha Machru Machru, but rather now we will say Masha Machru Loi Machru, since we see that the Nechasim now belong to the Banis. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says pshitim rubim and ismatu kvar zachu bahen yarshin. Now, to explain this, our Gemara says rubim and ismatu kvar zachu bahen yarshin, we find the tremendous machlekes harishainim. The Rashbam explains rubim and ismatu to mean vishas misa hayu merubim, va'achshav hekiru mezenis in iskalku anachasim v'chasru, va'em b'enkene mazen elu ve'elu adshi v'agru. And the halacha is that we say kvar zochu ben yarshim, and therefore yikhu habonis chalkon hamegian kvi shuma shalshas mises avien, vabonim yirshu chalkon shemegian ba oisei shah, vachol masha chasru anu chasrim chasru labonis labonim akol echad kvi chalkai aroi lai. And therefore, if right now the nechasim are nechasim uatim, we do not say yizainu yachad, but rather we say that kol echad is mafsid kvi chalkai. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Rosh, on the other end, we find that the Rosh argues. And the Rosh explains this, that our Gemara says, Merubim and Ismatu kvar zachu ben yarshim. Our Gemara means to say that by Merubim and Ismatu, the Halacha will be Yizainu Yachad. And we will not apply the Halacha of Nechasim Uatim. We will not say that Kol Echad is Mafsid Kefi Chalkei. So again, we have a tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim between the Rashbam and the Rosh. If by the case of Merubim and Ismatu, do we say Yizainu Yachad, or do we say that Kol Echad is Mafsid Kefi Chalkai? Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam, who explains that Kol Echad is Mafsid Kefi Chalkai. Why shouldn't Halacha be Yizainu Yachad? Why is Kol Echad Mafsid Kefi Chalkai? What chilak do the Banis have that for that reason we will say that the Banis are Mafsidin Kefi Chalkan? So from the Rashbam, one sees the following tremendous chiddush, that the Rashbam understands that even by Nechasim Merubim, the Banis have a schos in a specific chelek of the Nechasim of the Av, kefi shir mezenisein ad tivalgru. And for that reason we will say that the Banis mafsidin kefi chalkan. They have a chelek, and that chelek was nifsad, and for that reason the Allah is yafsidu kefi chalkan. From this that the Rashbam says, that by Nechasim merubin shenismatu we do not say yazunu yachad, v'chayra from there one sees that there is no chiv of mezenis. But rather, the entire halacha is just this, that the bonis have a schos and a chelak of the nechasim. This, that the bonis have a schos and a chelak of the nechasim, is a chayah based on this, The Chachamim were misaken that the Bas is Yereshes as Chos Mezoines and a Chilak of the Nechasim. And even by Nechasim Rubim, the Rashbam understands that the Bas is Yereshes as Chos Mezoines in a Chilak of the Nechasim. This, that the Rosh argues and the Rosh understands that by Merubim and Ismatul Awachol B'Yizainu Yachad, is Zuchira based on this, that the Rosh understands that at least by Nechasim Merubim, the Awach of Mezoines HaBas is not because we see the Bas as a Yereshes as Chos in the Nechasim to be Nizain from the Nechasim, but rather there is a Chi of Mezoines, and all the Nechasim are Meshubadim for the Mezoines of the Bas, and for that reason the Awach will be that by Merubim and Ismatul we will say Yizainu Yachad. In the Rishonim, we find the following machlokes v'shitas Harashbam. According to the shita of the Rashbam, who understands that by Merubim and Ismatul, we will say that kol echad is mafsid kifi chalkai, and we will not say Yizainu Yachad, is this that we say kol echad mafsid kifi chalkai, only referring to a case of Merubim and Ismatul that now one does not have kashir nechasim ad shivagru, or do we say that this halacha applies to any case of the nechasim where Merubim and then they were nismayit, and even if one has enough nechasim of ad shivagru, but still we will say that kol echad is mafsid kifi chalkai. From the Rashbam it is meduyik, as we find in the Rashash, and so too is mefurish in the Aramah, that halacha merubim nismatu, that we will say kol echad mafsid kifi chalkai, is only referring to a case that now one does not have enough nechasim to feed both the banim and the banis ad shivagru. On the other hand, there's Achreinim Amadayik in the Torah. From the Torah, it is mashma that the Torah understands v'shitas harashbam that this halacha applies even to a case when one has enough nechasim to feed all the banim and the vanis ad shivagru, but still we will say that the banis are mafsidin kifi chalkam, and the banis will not be fed ad tevagron. Le'ocher, one has to understand pshat in the Aramah, and pshat in this, it is meduyik in the Rashbam, as the Rashash explains, that halacha that the banis mafsidin kifi chalkam only applies to a case that now the nechasim are nechasim watim, and not to a case that the nechasim were nismatu. V'chir, if we are to say that the entire halacha of mezoines habas is just this, that the bas is yereshes a chelak in the nechasim kifi shir mezoinesel, then even in a case that now the nechasim are not nechasim watim, but as long as the nechasim were nismatu, that itself should be a reason that we should say that the bas is mafsedes kifi chalka. So from the Rashbam and the Aramah L'chir, one sees the following Chiddush, that the Rashbam and the Aramah understand that really there is a halacha that the Bas has a din to be nizen from all the Nechasim ad tivager. Just that halacha, that the Bas has a din to be nizen from all the Nechasim ad tivager, only applies to a case that her Mezoines will not affect the Banim. If her Mezoines will affect the Banim, then now the Banim do not have ad shivagru, then there is no halacha that the bas has a din to be nizain, and therefore one reverts back to the halacha that the bas was zeicha as chos and a chilak of the nechasim kifi shir mezunisan. We will say that she is mafsedes kifi chalka. In other words, there are two halachas. There is one halacha that the bas is zeicha as chos and a chilak of the nechasim to be nizain from the nechasim, and then there is another halacha that a bas has a din to be nizain from all the nechasim ad tivager. And for that reason, the Rashash explains Rashitas Harashbam, and so we find in the Aramah that Halacham Rubim Nismatul, you will say that she is Mafsedes Kfi Chalka, only applies to a case that right now the Nechasim are Nechasim Watim. But in a case that the Nechasim are still Nechasim Rubim, just they happen to be Nismayit from the amount that they were at the time of Misa, then we will say that the Bas still has a din to be Nizan from all the Nechasim ad Tivager. But now, one has to understand, if the Aramah and the Rashbam understand, that by a Bas we will say that all the Nechasim are Meshubid for the Mezoines of the Bas, what difference does it make that one does not have enough to feed the Banim ad Shivagru? And even if we will not apply the Halacha of Nechasim Uatim, and we will not say that the Banim are Yeshua of Sachem, but still the Halacha should be Yizainu Yachad. So from the Rashbam and the Aramah, one sees a following tremendous Chiddush, that not only is there a halacha that the banis have a din to be nizen from the nechasim ad tevagron, but the banim have a din to be nizen from the nechasim as well, and therefore the shibud of the nechasim to the mezoines of the bas is only if will not affect the banim. If it will affect the banim, then there is no shibud. By nechasim rubim, chachamim are only misakin a shibud as long as the shibud does not affect the din of the banim.
And for that reason, by nechasim rubim v'nismata, we will not say yizeinu yachad, but rather we will say that the bonnets are mafsides kefi chalkon. That is a chayra, what one sees b'shitas yadarmah, and what one sees b'shitas harashbam according to the mahalach of the rashash. In the rush we find that the rush brings down the following halacha, that after the takana of the goyim, that the goyim were misakin, that one has a right to be goyve even from a taltalin, if the father was a mason, he left over karka and metaltalin, and the karka together with the metaltalin are nechasim merubim, even though the karka by itself is only nechasim muatim, but still it is considered as if we have nechasim merubim, since mitakonas hagoinim, the bonis have a right to be goyver from metaltalin. In the achrenim, for example, in the chalkes mechaykek and Ebenezer is mekofi a base of katan chafei, and in the beishmuel, in Sivkatan Chafei, we find that the Chalkes Mechaikik and Mishmol ask the following kasha on the sheet of the Rosh. How can the Rosh say that the Metaltlin are Metzdarev together with the Karka to be considered Nechas and Merubim, based on the Takana of the Gainim? Why can't the Bas say Yefshi B'Takonas HaGainim? And if the Bas would say Yefshi B'Takonas HaGainim, she no longer has a right to be Goyve from Metaltlin, and therefore the Karka should be considered Nechas and Muatim. In the Chalkes Mechaikik, we find that the Chalkes Mechaikik answers the kasha as follows. To my chazis, the nezo basar bonis, nezo basar bonim, ulgabe did hu havu merubin. In the Bishmo, on the other end, we find that the Bishmo answers the kasha with another mahalach, and the Bishmo says, To takonis hagoinim hoi sala toivas habonis, mikol shakain heicha diika toivas habonim, valkain in bonis yechiris lemo unicho metakonis hagoinim, since there is takonis habonim involved as well. In the afwa, in Ebenezer and Simikofi, a base of cotton yotes, we find that the afwa says that there is enough kamina between the teretz of the chalkas mechikek and the teretz of the beishmuel, in a case that at the time of Misa, one only left over nechasim muatim. And then after Misa, the Nechasim were Nishbechu. That halach is that the bonis cannot be goyve mezoines from that shvach. The bonis can only be goyve from whatever was there at the time of Misa. And therefore, as far as the bonis are concerned, it is concerned Nechasim Uatim. But yet as far as the bonim are concerned, they have Nechasim Erubim. And therefore, according to the teretz of the Chalkas Mechaikik, who says, so too in a case of the Nechasim were Nishbuchu after Misa, the Nechasim will have a din of Nechasim Erubim. On the other hand, according to the Teretz of the Beishmuel, who understands that as far as Nechasim Erubim, Nechasim Uatim, it is dependent upon the Bas. Just the Bas cannot say, Efshi B'Takonis Chachamim, since the Takonis Chachamim was in Sakana Tevas HaBen as well. For that reason, in a case that the Nechasim were Nishbuchu after the Misa Sarav, the Nechasim will have a din of Nechasim Uatin. Now, here one has to understand Pshat, the Teretz of the Beishmuel. How can the Beishmuel say that the Bas cannot say Yefshi B'Takonis Chachomim, since the Takonis Chachom was in Sakana Tevas Habanim as well? V'chayu, the Takonis Chachom was only in Sakana Tevas Habas. The Takonis Chachom was this, that the Bas has a right to be Goyva her Mezainis from Metaltalin. Just it happens to be that as far as Nechasim Merubim, there is an indirect schos for the Banim with this, that the Nechasim are considered Nechasim Merubim, but the actual Takana was Nesakana Tevas Habas. And since the actual Takana was Nesakana Tevas Habas, the Bas should still be able to say Efshi B'Takanas Chachamim. So to explain Pshat in the Teretz of the Beishmo, we find the Rabbi Pivarsky in the Sefer Yeshuas David on Ebenezer answers and explains Pshat in the Beishmo as follows. That from the Beishmuel one sees a chiddush that we mentioned before, Meshitas Harashbam Vayad Ramah, that there's a din mezeinis for the banim as well. And since there's a din mezeinis for the banim as well, when Chacham were mesaken, that the Bas is nizeinis from a taltalin, that Takana was a Takana for banim as well. And for that reason, the Bas cannot say, Efshi B'Takonas Chachamim, since the Takana was not only the Sakana Tevas Habas, but rather the Takana was the Sakana Tevas Habanim as well. That the ben has a din to be nizain from metaltalin, and for that reason the bas cannot say efshi b'takonas chachamim. This that we explained, that there is a takona mezainis for bonim as well, so too one sees in Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom explains, this achamim say k'di shezunu mehen elu ve'elu ad shivagru, Is referring both to the bonus and the bonim, as the Bnei Gershom says, "Ad shivogu at shivu sayras habonus yud beishon aviyem echad, v'habonim yud gimel shon aviyem echad." Based on this, you say that there is a din mizaynes for bonim as well. One can answer the kashas that we asked before. As we asked, the chayyim has to understand what is pshat in this. That Adman says, "V'shvil shani zacher of sadati." Well, there is a chiyuv of mizaynes habas, and based on the chiyuv of mizaynes habas, there should be halacha v'yishalu al apsachim. And so one has to understand why is it necessary, according to Chachamim, to mesaken nu takana of nechasim u'atim. Based on this, how we mentioned that there is a din mezaynes rabbanim as well, one can say as follows. That the reason why one needs a nu takana is because there is a din that the banim should be nizaynes as well. Since the banim have a din to be nizan from the nechasim, just like the banis have a din to be nizaynes from the nechasim. And for that reason, one needs a new takana of nechasim u'atim to mesaken the v'nechasim u'atim, we will say, habanim yishalu al apsachim. And chachamim were mafkia their din to be nizan from the nechasim by nechasim u'atim. And for that reason, Adman says, b'shvil shani zacher of sadati, just because I am a zacher, I lost my din to be nizan from the nechasim. The banim's din to be nizan from the nechasim should remain even by nechasim u'atim. And therefore, either Adman is coming to be matmiya on the takana, or Adman is coming to be chilek, and Adman says, the by nechasim u'atim, the halacha is yazunu yachad. That is another mahalach with which one can answer the kashas that we mentioned before. In the Rashbam, as we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains that Adman is coming to be chilek on chachamim. And Adman says, the by nechasim u'atim, we will not say, habanim yishalu al hapsachim. As Rashbam proves, the Gemara in Ksuvas, I think Gemara in Ksuvas says, "Komakim shomer megamuyal reyanias to be admin halacha kemoisai." Tesis, on the other hand, argues on the Rashbam, and Tesis proves that admin does not argue on Rabbanon, and admin agrees to Rabbanon by nechasim u'atim. We will say Rabbanim yeshu al psachim. Just admin is coming to Natmiya on the takana of nechasim u'atim. Tesis asks, according to the Shita, the Rashbam understands that admin argues on Chachamim. And therefore, the halach is like admin, that by nechasim u'atim we will not say yishu al apsachim. V'chira, from the entire sugis ha-gemara, one sees a paskin like Rabbanon. As Tosis proves from this, Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yechanan says, yisayimim shekadmu u'machru b'nechasim u'atim ma'ashe machru machru. And Tosis brings other rayas from our gemara that we differentiate between nechasim merubim and nechasim u'atim. And therefore, Tosis proves that admin is nachilak on chachamim. And everyone agrees that there is a difference between nechasim merubim and nechasim u'atim. And by nechasim u'atim we will say yishalu al apsachim. Now, one has to understand according to Rashbam, who understands that admin argues on chachamim, we pask like admin. How does Rashbam explain this that we find in our Gemara, that we differentiate between nechasim merubim and nechasim u'atim? According to admin, there is no difference between nechasim merubim and nechasim u'atim. So to explain pshat in the Rashbam, we find in the Achreinim the following mahalach. The Achreinim are makdim with this that we find in the Rif. The Rif says that after the takana of the Ga'inim, that the Ga'inim were mesaken, that a bas could be nizain from metaltolin. If the father was mace and he only left over metaltolin, even though the bas has a din to be nizain from those metaltolin. But still we will say that if the metaltolin are only nechasim u'atim, it's so the banim will not be yeshalu al apsachim. As Rif says, the Itakinu Uhura Bonan Elo may have a kabonim, Avo may have a yasim ibonim or mishka koloi. In the Chalkas Mechikik and the Mishmuel, we find that the Chalkas Mechikik and Mishmuel are medayik the following diak. From this, that we find in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber brings down the halacha of the Rif by saying that by metaltalin, if the metaltalin are only nechasim u'atim, the halacha is yazunu yachad. From there, one sees a metaltalin. Even though the metaltolin are only mu'atim, but still the metaltolin were yatsu mechal nechasim mu'atim, and still the metaltolin are not considered like nechasim merubim. By nechasim merubim, the halach is that the bas is nizain from the achim. On the other hand, by these nechasim, the halach is that shnehem shavin. Both the banim and the banis are equal in the metaltolin, and we do not consider that the bas is being nizain from the achim. From the Chalkas Mechikik and Mishmuel, one sees that there are three different ways with which a bas can be nizain from the achim. By nechasim merubim, the nechasim belong to the achim, just the bas is nizain from the achim. By nechasim u'atim, the halacha is that the banim are yishalu al apsachim. By metalton alochez yad shnehem shavin. Based on this, we find that the Achronim answer the Shita of the Rashbam as follows, even though the Rashbam understands that Admin argues on Chachamim and the Alach is like Admin, but still there is a difference between a Chasim Rubim and a Chasim Watim, even according to Admin. By Nechasim Rubim, we see as if the Nechasim Arber Shos Ha'achim and the Bas is Nizayin Min Ha'achim. On the other, by Nechasim Watim, even though we will not say Yeshu al Hapsachim, but still the Alach is Yazunu Shnehem Bi'achad. And the Nechasim are Birshosh Neim. And for that reason, there is a Chiddush of Yisayimim Shemachru B'Nechasim U'atim that their Mechira is considered a Mechira, even though the Nechasim are Birshosh Neim, but still Mechira son Mechira. Now, to explain the difference between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim U'atim according to the Shita of Admin, Lachaira 1 can explain based on this that we said before, that by Nechasim Merubim there is a Chiyah Mezaynes to the Bas. And when the Bas collects from the Nechasim, she is collecting from the Nechasim for the Chayv that is owed to her for her Mezaynis. On the other hand, by Nechasim Muatim, according to Admin, she is considered a Yireshes in the Nechasim. And she is considered a Yireshes in the Nechasim, that she is a Yireshes in Nechasim Lim Zayneseha. And even though she is a Yireshes in Nechasim Lim Zayneseha, but still, according to Admin, the Aloch is Yizunu Shneim Biachad. And we do not say that the Banim are Yeshu Al Apsachim, because the Banim have a Schus Mezaynes as well, and therefore both the Banim and the Banis are Yarshim Oschus Mezaynes in the Nechasim, and for that reason, according to Admin, the Aloch is Yozunu Shnehem Biachad. But now, okay, one can ask this, that we can differentiate between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Uatim, is only if we are to understand that by Nechasim Merubim there is a Chayv of Mezaynes, and the Banim are Mechuyev Echiyev Mezaynes to the Bas. But if we are to understand, like you mentioned before, Beshitas HaRashbam, that the Rashbam understands that even by Nechasim Merubim, the Bas is a Reshes in the Nechasim L'Mezayneseha, if so, what is the Chilek between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Uatim? By both Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Uatim, the Bas is a Reshes, the Nechasim L'Mezayneseha. And if we are to understand that according to Admin there is no difference between a Chasim Rubim and a Chasim Watim, then again, Tesis's Kasha and the Rashbam is back a Kasha. So to explain the difference between a Chasim Rubim and a Chasim Watim according to the Shita, the Rashbam Ochre, one can say as follows, that by Nechasim Rubim, the Bas is only a Yireshes in a Chelek of the Nechasim. She's only a Yireshes, a Schos in a Chelek of the Nechasim, whatever chilek is necessary for her mezaynis. On the other hand, by Nechasim Uatim, she is Yireshes Uzchos in the entire Nechasim. And for that reason, by Nechasim Uatim, we will say Yad Shneim Shavin, since the Bas is Yireshes Uzchos mezaynis in all the Nechasim. That is a chira one can explain Pshat according to the Rashbam, in the difference between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Uatim according to the Shita of Admin. In our Gemara, as he mentioned before, our Gemara says, Pshita Merubim and Ismatu Kvar Zochu Bahen Yarshim. As he mentioned, the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara, that by Merubim and Ismatu we will say, Komasha Chosra Nechosim Chosru Abonis Uabonim, Lekal Echad Kvi Chelkai Hamegi Alai. From the Rashbam one sees that even by Nechosim Merubim, the Bonis have a Chelek. And the Shiloh of the Gemara by Mu'atim and Israbu Mai is a Shiloh we will say, that the Revach of the Nechasim will go to the Banim, or will the Revach of the Nechasim go to the Banis? In the Rosh, on the other end, we find that the Rosh argues on the Rashbam, and the Rosh explains this, our Gemara says, Pshita Merubim and Ismatu Kvar Zochu Ben Yarshim, our Gemara means to say, that by Merubim and Ismatu, the din of the Nechasim is Kim Merubim, and therefore the Lacho will be a Zunu Shneim Biachad. And we do not consider that the din of the Nechasim is Kim Nechasim Uatim. On the other hand, this, our Gemara is a Shaila by Mu'atim and Nisrabu, is because our Gemara is a Shaila, if it was Mu'atim at the time of Misa and then it was Nisrabu. Do we say that the din of the Nechasim is like Nechasim Mu'atim, or do we say that the din of the Nechasim is like Nechasim Merubim? Okay, this that the Rosh argues on the Rashbam is because the Rosh understands that both by Nechasim Mu'atim and by Nechasim Merubim, the Bas does not have a Chelek in the Nechasim. And she is not considered a Yireshes in the Nechasim, but rather all there is a Chayv. And for the reason the Rosh cannot explain Pshat and the Pshitos and the Shaila of our Gemara like the Rashbam, since by Merubim and Ismatu we will not say that she is Mafsedes Kvi Chelka, and so too by Mu'atim and Nisrabu we will not say that the shvach should go to the bas. And for that reason, the Rosh has to explain pshat in the pshitos and the shail of our Gemara. Is this that the pshitos and the shail of our Gemara is as far as the din of the nechasim, if they have a din like nechasim rubim, or they have a din like nechasim uatim. By rubim and ismatu, it is pashet that they have a din like nechasim rubim. On the other end, by muatim and israbu, our Gemara is a shayla if they have a din like nechasim rubim or like nechasim uatim. But now one has to understand what is pshat in this that the Rashbam argues on the Rosh. Why didn't the Rashbam explain that the shayla and the pshitas of our Gemara is as far as the din of the nechasim if they have a din like nechasim rubim or a din like nechasim uatim? So here from the Rashbam one sees that the Rashbam understands that as far as the nechasim themselves are concerned, there is no difference between the din of nechasim rubim and the din of nechasim uatim. Both by nechasim rubim and by nechasim uatim, the bas has a chelak in the nechasim. Just by nechasim rubim, her chelak does not affect the ability of the banim to eat. On the other, by nechasim uatim, her chelak affects the ability of the banim to eat. And we will say yishalu al apsachim. And since according to the sheet of the Rashbam, there is no fundamental difference between nechasim rubim and nechasim uatim, for that reason one cannot explain that the pshitos and the shayla of the Gemara like the shita of the Rosh, but rather one has to explain, as the Rashbam explains, that the pshitos of our Gemara is a pshitos, that the bas is mafsedes kfi chelka by nechasim rubim and ismatu, and the shayla of our Gemara by mu'atim and israbu is a shayla if the shvach of those nechasim will belong to the bas. That is achir the mahalach to explain this machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rosh. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara has the following shayla manase ma'u shetemai b'nechasim. In the Rashbam, we find two ma'achim as far as how to explain what the halacha would be according to the other tzad, that an almana is not mai b'nechasim. In the first pshat of the Rashbam explains that our tzad, that an almana is not mai b'nechasim, and it is considered nechasim rubim, but still may tziyim in a nechasim abonis kedei mezeinon ad shi vagru. The Almana does not take away from the chelak of the bonus. According to this pshat of the Rashbam, the nafkamina, if we are to say an Almana is a ma'ip in a chasim, or if we will say that an Almana is not a ma'ip in a chasim, is not as far as a chelak habas. As far as a chelak habas, no matter what a bas will take, ad tivoger, the entire nafkamina is only if you are mafresh for the almana or not. Al atzad, the almana is a ma'ip and a chasim, then we are mafresh from the nechasim. Kedei mezeinis for the almana, and the banim will be yishalu al apsachim. On the other hand, according to the other tzad of our Gemara, the almana is not ma'ip and a chasim, then the banim will not be yishalu al apsachim, since we are not mafresh from the chelak habanim. Kedei mezeinis for the almana. That is the first mahalach of the Rashbam. The Rashbam goes on to explain pshat in our Gemara with another mahalach, and the Rashbam explains that if we are to say that almana is not memayip and achasim, then we will not be mafresh kedei shir mezinis for the bas, and alachob yazunu shvashton biyachad. And the nafkamina between if we are to say memata or not memata is only as far as the mezinis of the almana are concerned, but even as far as the mezinis of the bas, if we are mafresh. For the bas ad tevager or not is also dependent if an almana is a mayit or not. Uchir these two tzadim of the Rashbam. If we are mafresh for the bas ad tevager, al atzad an almana is not memayit b'nechasim, and the nechasim are concerned nechasim merubim, is dependent upon the machlekes that we mentioned before between the Rashbam and the Rosh, as far as how to understand the din mezeinis of the bas by nechasim merubim. If we are to understand that by nechasim rubim the bas also has a chelek, for that reason the Rashbam in his first pshat explains that even outside that almana is not memayip in nechasim, but still we will be mafresh kedei shir mezeinis habas ad tevager. On the other hand, if we are to understand like the shita of the Rosh, that the bas does not have a chelek in the nechasim, just by nechasim watan there was a special takana of habanim yishalu al apsachim. For that reason, al atzad, that an almana is not memayip in nechasim, and the nechasim are considered nechasim rubim, we will not be mafresh a chilak for the bas ad tivoger, but rather the halacha will be a zunu shvashton biyachad. But now one has to understand Meshitas HaRashbam, who understands that by Nechasim Rubim, the Bas has a Chilak in the Nechasim. And for that reason, the Rashbam explains in the Gemara before that by Rubim and Ismatsu, we will say that Kol Echad Mafsid Ufi Chelkai. If so, how are we to understand Pshat in the Nami of the Rashbam, who explains that if we are to understand that Almana is not Memaip in Nechasim, then we will say Azunu Shoshtam Biachad. Why should we not be Mafresh? So before we explain Pshat in the Nami of the Rashbam according to the Shita of the Rashbam, I would first like to imagine with this that we find in the Marasha. The Marasha asks a seeming stira in the Rashbam. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara has two other Shailas. The second Shaila of our Gemara is Basishtei Mau Shetamai Pinachasim. The third Shaila of our Gemara is Balchayv Mau Shemai Pinachasim. The Rashbam explains that al tzad the pasishte is not memai pinachasim umikru merubin, but still habonis yozunu ad bagar. And so to the Rashbam explains that al tzad the balchayv is not memai pinachasim achar treifas balchayv mishmois yozunu bonis ad bagar. And we do not say yozunu bonim u bonis beachad. Vuchay, according to the Nami of the Rashbam, we should say that al tzad the pasishte is not memai pinachasim. And so to Al-Tzad, that Al-Khayv is not Memai Pinachasim, that they should be Azunu Shnehem Biachad. So to answer this kash, we find that the Marasha says as follows. This that the Rashbam explains, that Al-Tzad, that Al-Mona is not Memai Pinachasim, then we will say Azunu Shoshtam Biachad, we are not Mafresh, they Shir Mezoines, for the Bas Ad Tevoger, is because we say that by an almana kivin tinami misna batakanta de abanan uav ali semi mechudai ramia. Vavoli shaper kinachasim rubim in ismato de zolda hefsid nami havo abonas viazunu yachat shoshton. Avo balchevu basishte kivin de chevu ali semi ramia ushumi. Keshiite for balchevu oyav sidu habonis quum viazunu mea meiser ad bagar. In other words, Marshall explains this that according to the Nami of the Rashbam, we will say Azunu Shvashtam Biachad, and the Bas will not get added Tevoger, is only because the din of the Almana is to be Nizain from the Bonis as well. And since the din of the Almana is to be Nizain from the Bonis as well, for that reason, we will say that the Bas is Mafsades Kefichalka, and therefore we will say that the Bas is not Nizainis added Tevoger, but rather the Locha be Azunu Shvashtam Biachad. On the other hand, by Baal Chayv and Masishtei, that the Chayv is Mutal al Abonim, and not on the Bas, for that reason the Bas will not be Mafsedes Kefichalka, and therefore the Bas will get Ad Tevoger. From the Marasha, one clearly sees that the Marasha understands that even according to the Nami of the Rashbam, this that by Almana we will say, Yozunu Shoshtam Biachad, is only because the Almana is a Mayate from the Chilak of the Bonis Kefichalkan. Based on this, that the Rashbam says before the Paimubim and Ismatu, the Bas is Mafsades Kefichalka. Now, to explain the difference between an Almana, that the Marasha explains Almana as a din to be Nizin from the Bonis, on the other hand, by Basishta and Baal Chayv, there is no halacha that the Chayv is Mutal al Bonis as well. Well, clearly, the Pshat is based on this, as we mentioned in the beginning of our Shir, that by an Almana, the Takana of Mezines for the Almana, they were misakin, similar to this that we mentioned before, b'shem the Pnei Yeshua, as far as Mezeinei Sabas, that the Chiyuv is the Chiyuv of the Yisayimim, and therefore the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv which is Mutal al Habas as well, and the Bas is a Chiyuv of Mezeinei Sminich Se'avia. On the other hand, the regular Chayv, which is the Chiyuv of the Father, the Chiyuv of the Father is only Mutal al Habonim and not al Habonis. And for that reason, we will not say that she is Mafsedes Kefichalka. According to the Mahalach of the Marasha, this that the Rashbam explains in his first pshat, that Al Tzad, that Almana is not Memai Pinachasim. But still, the Bas gets Ad Tevoger, V'chir pshat in the first Mahalach of the Rashbam, is because in the first Mahalach of the Rashbam understands that the Chiyuv Mezeines for the Almana is Mechiyuve Shel Ha'av. And since it is the Chiyuv of the Av, and not the Chiyuv of the Yisayimim, for that reason the Chiyuv is Mutal al Abonim and not al Abonis, for that reason the Bas is not Mafsedes Kefichalka. That is a Chir Pshat in the first Mahalach of the Rashbam according to the Marasha. V'chir, according to the Shita, the Rosh will come out, that the Rosh argues on the Rashbam, by Basishtayim, by Baal Chayv, And the Rosh will say that by Basishtim Ba'ochev Ha'atzad, that Basishtim Ba'ochev is not Memaip in a Chosim, then we will say Yozunu Be'achad. And we will not say that the Bas gets Ad Tevoger. This, and we mentioned before, Bishitas HaRosh, that the Rosh understands that by Nechosim Rubim, the Bas does not have a Chilak in the Nechosim. Luchir, one can prove from the Shita of the Rosh that the Rosh only argues by Nechosim Rubim, by Nechosim Watim, the Rosh agrees that the Bas has a Chilak in the Nechosim. And the Rosh differentiates between Nechosim Rubim and Nechosim Watim. In the Torah in Chayesh HaMishman and Simon Reish Pei, we find that the Torah brings down the following halacha. That if there is a bas and a tumtum and a chasim uatim, we will say, ein v'tumtum kum. In the Beis we find that the Beis brings down that the makar of the Torah is the Rosh. And the halacha is about a chasim uatim, if one has a tumtum and a bas, the tumtum is yachzer al psachim k'moy shein yirish ma'ben, da havik moy safik v'yobim nechse sabah dein safik moy timidei v'adai. In other words, the bas min achasim uatim is considered a vadai. The tumtum is only a safek, since maybe he is a ben, and therefore he does not have anything min achasim uatim. Now, here one has to understand pshat in this halacha. What is pshat that we consider the bas as a vadai and the tumtum as a safek? Well, here we should say that one has a safek chayiv. Al atzad that the tumtum is a ben, then there is a chiyuv mezaynes to the bas. Al atzad that he is not a ben, then there is no mechiyah mezainis to the bas, but rather they are yorishim b'shaveh. And therefore there is no vade yerusha, but rather there is a safek chayiv. And therefore how can one apply the halacha v'in safek mo'itzi midei vadei? So from the Rosh Hachir, one clearly sees that the Rosh understands by nechasim u'atim, the bas is a yerashes. And therefore one has a yerashes vadei, and one has a yerush who is only a yerush misafik. And for that reason we will apply the halacha v'in safik ma'itzi midei vadei. So from the Rosh Hachir, one clearly sees that the Rosh differentiates between a chasim rubim and a chasim u'atim, and even though by nechasim rubim, the bas does not have a chilak in the nechasim, but yet by nechasim u'atim, the bas has a chilak in the nechasim. And her chilak in the nechasim is because she is considered as a yerashes of the nechasim. So again, there are three mahalchim as far as how to explain the din of mezaynes habas. The Rashbam understands that both by nechasim merubim and by nechasim watim, the bas has a chilak in the nechasim. And for that reason, by merubim and esmatu, she is mafsedes kefi chalka. From the Rosh, on the other hand, one sees that the Rosh understands that there is a difference between nechasim merubim and nechasim watim. And by nechasim rubim, all there is a chayiv. On the other hand, by nechasim uatim, the bas has a chilak in the nechasim, since she is considered as a yerashes of the nechasim limizaynesel. From the shita of the Ri that Tesis brings down, who understands that even after gevia, but still we will say, yisayimim shekadmu machrum ashamachrum machru, even by nechasim uatim, v'chayo one clearly sees that Tesis understands that even by nechasim u'atim, all there is a chayiv. And the chayiv is not a chayiv mamon, but rather the chayiv is a chayiv mezaynes. And therefore the halacha will be masha machru machru even after the gvia. Those who chayra, the three mahalchim in the Rishayim as far as how to understand the halacha of mezaynes habas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.